Okay, so this project combined two of my greatest passions, art and video games. While my expertise is definitely still in art, it felt good to dip my toes into game creation and get a feel for what is it like with a professional program. And the program I used was Unreal Engine 4. I do feel it was a successful endeavor. While I'm disappointed I couldn't finish it all the way due to my limited understanding of code, I still learned a lot and accomplished most of my goals for this project. Initially, I wanted to create a 3D fight scene with a 2D animation overlaid over. While I was still enthusiastic about it was definitely more in my comfort zone. I remembered hanging around the animation room during break one day when an animation junior brought up the fact that she wanted to create a game demo at one point, freestyle. It piqued my interest because I had considered game creation before but didn't think it was feasible. But the seed had been planted and I decided to research game programs. As I had no prior coding experience, I couldn't properly gauge how much learning and time I would need, so all in all, the project was a shot in the dark. I feel I'm someone with a very strong drive to work on projects when I set my mind to it, and my curiosity for game creation and my love for games ultimately made me decide on this project. In animation, we had designed and created our own 3D character. I had a character with a cyberpunk theme, so I decided to run with it. I thought of a simple idea for a world, an enemy she could fight, and the city she lived in. My main inspiration for the gameplay was definitely the Dark Souls series. The gameplay of Dark Souls stresses rewarding gameplay and bosses that flatten you in two hits. I incorporated the same rolling and stamina system as well as a big scary boss. If I were to do this project over, I would distribute my time better. Quarantine gave me a lot of time to work on it, but I unfortunately burnt myself out on the project in the first 2 weeks as I would nonstop work on it. There were days where I woke up at noon and worked straight into 3 in the morning with very little breaks. This meant that there were at least 2 weeks where I got nothing done, and when the latter half of April rolled around, I had to compromise on quality with speed, especially in the environment and enemy AI. The enemy AI turned out to be my greatest roadblock. I couldn't finish it as I couldn't find any tutorials capable of teaching me. I had attempted it many times over, as well as getting help from my parents and siblings, but the programming was far too complicated to figure out in a matter of a few days. I think that was definitely my greatest regret with this project. The 21st century skill I feel I improved the most in was risk-taking. Game development was an idea I was very hesitant about as I knew nothing of it, yet I still did it. My time management, ideas, and execution wasn't perfect, but I feel my vision was ambitious yet feasible, and I met most of my expectations. The skill I felt I developed the least in is tech literacy. While I had learned a lot, most of my work centered around following tutorials step by step on YouTube and failing to think for myself how the code works. If I had more time to understand the vocabulary and familiarize myself with the program, I would like to improve my tech literacy further. Overall, I feel very accomplished. I tried something new and gained new experiences along the way. Though this project wasn't enough to convince me to switch my major from illustration to game design or something drastic like that, I do think what I learned will be useful information down the road. I suppose the most important thing I learned from this project is to not be afraid to step far out of your comfort zones. New things usually aren't as intimidating as they seem, and you might just end up loving it along the way.